RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This is Moses Moody, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Moses! You keep shooting it like that, Moses, and actually, I can't come down Moses' road. Moses is my favorite player.
He's parting the Red Sea, my friend.
Moses is my favorite player right now. There's no doubt about that. He was...
I like him.
He's a great dude.
He really is.
He's just a good-ass guy. So, it's funny, we were talking about the... By the way, Ken Luttrell, Evan Giddings, in for Signing Guru, short segment here. We were talking about the shouting match and how that might be a good thing for the Warriors. Jimmy Butler likes the conflict, likes the confrontation. I actually gained a lot of respect for Moses because he was the only guy, the only dude willing to get in the middle of Kerr and Draymond and say, what are we doing, guys?
And he said something after the man, I wish we had it. I don't know what he said after the game. Or post or something like that. Yeah, they asked him about it, and he was just like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to keep the peace pretty much. But Draymond looked at us like, no, get out of my way. I got to go to the locker room.
Exactly. And he excused himself, didn't come back. Now, the thing about yesterday, the Christmas Day game that just slapped me in the face and is kind of, it's been a bubbling thought in my mind over this month in which Draymond is a minus 69. He has been a minus in every game in the plus-minus column, which is the first time that's happened since 2020 in a season which he admitted that he just kind of gave up on, and the Warriors weren't very good. Jimmy Butler plays that role better than him. Like, Draymond's strength is as a defensive player, and I get that, but... Butler's performance last night was very Draymond Green-esque of what Draymond used to be able to do, which is sit at the top of the key. You know, guys aren't really on you because he's not a major three-point threat. Jimmy's shooting well from three, but it's not like he's a volume three-point shooter. He kind of surveys direct traffic. And one thing that I've noticed when they're out there together, you know, they're waiting for action off the ball. They're waiting for guys to move, Curry to cut. Maybe it's Moody to cut, post, pick and pop. Like, but they're doing the same thing offensively. And that's where it just, they're very redundant when they're on the floor together. And I feel like there has to be a way, you know, maybe it's staggering them. You know, Jimmy plays mostly without Curry. So you have Draymond only with Curry, and he's not on the floor with Butler. But I think the Warriors have to find ways, and it's not an indictment, but they have to find ways to separate Butler and Green throughout the game more because they do too many of the same things on offense.
Right, so it's too much of a...
And Butler's just better at it.
It's just too much of a good thing, I guess you're saying, and maybe it turns into a net negative? Is that... Just want to make sure...
No, they're just redundant.
Got you.
Like they're
so you, should you Butler have, then Butler then run the second unit,
and which kind of, he is. But I'm saying there needs to be more of it. Like Draymond's minutes to me, I feel like until he starts playing better, they got to come down a bit. And I would like to see Butler just take those minutes.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea. I just think that would you think that you would sacrifice the defense for that though? Because again, I guess you'd have to figure out the lineup in between the opening the game and closing the game are two different things. But in those second and third quarters, kind of the meat and potatoes of a game, you're saying you got to break them up and then have one of them run the second unit and the other one just assist Curry the entire time. I guess I would subscribe to that, but I also don't know if you get into trouble, especially when it comes to getting boards, getting to the line, trying to build a lead. I'm not too sure that that would work every single time against every single opponent.
No, but if we're being honest, like I think Butler's a better rebounder than Draymond is at this stage in his career.
Absolutely. And again, offensively, he's much more sound. So
in the last couple of games, like you saw Butler, he drew the initial assignment on Banchero, who's 6'10", 250. You know, you see him match up with other bigger forwards, and I just feel like it's not as if Draymond's not going to play. But my point is, the things that Draymond used to do as a facilitator, Jimmy Butler is just better at this point in their careers. And I think that's why on a night like last night, you know, you're seeing Butler rack up 9 assists.
Yeah,
he only took 10 shots, but he controlled the entire game. And that's why the whole shoot Jimmy shoot thing is a little tired to me, because he can still help you win a basketball game by only taking 10 shots. Draymond, I don't think he has that ability anymore.
Well, it's interesting too, because he even out rebounded him from 9 to 5. And also, I'm looking at Brandon Podziemski out rebounded Draymond. So again, you're not getting those numbers. So if you're saying that you want Butler and Green to be separated, who do you run Butler with if it's not Steph Curry? Who's the offensive power? Who's the offensive side of it that you want to run with Butler?
Anybody else? I mean,
it doesn't matter.
No, that's the thing. Draymond can only play with Steph. Butler can play with anybody.
Why can't Draymond play with anybody else?
Because he needs Curry out there for his gravity. Because otherwise,
to make him look better.
No. It's because no one guards Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Literally, there was a play last night. It ended up being a nice cut. I think it was from Gary Payton II. But in the second half, there's a still shot. If you pause it, Draymond Green is at the top of the key with the ball, looking for somewhere to pass it. And there isn't a player within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
That's all the time. And against better teams, I think that's going to really hurt.
And he's been taking more three-pointers this year, has he not? Or been more...
60% of his shots have been from three.
That's right.
That's not who I want taking the large volume of threes.
They're going to let him go do... Like, dude, whether you make it or not, I don't care.
You can't make enough.
Yeah.
Draymond Green cannot make enough. But while we have a couple minutes here before our break, I want to squeeze in Frank from Atlanta. Frank? Merry Christmas, my man. Happy holidays. What's going on?
Hey, Evan. Happy holidays to you, man. Hope everybody had a good holiday.
Yes, sir.
You're hitting the nail on the head. I've been saying this for the last month and a half. The offense, Draymond Green can no longer be the fulcrum upon which the Warriors' offense rotates.
I'm with you, Frank.
We have to go through Jimmy at the high post. Draymond has to become the screener off the ball who screens and rolls, dives to the basket. Because, like you say, no one guards Draymond. So he turns the ball over because he's not a threat, so they play the passing lane. And that's where the majority of his turnovers come from, is nobody's playing him to do anything but pass. So Kerr has to become a coach now and not a manager. And he has to change the way the Warriors do offense. Because if you're going to, right now, our best offense is, like you were saying, Jimmy at the high post, catching the ball, turning and facing the basket, and the cuts coming from that position. Because when Jimmy starts going downhill, it opens up both corners, and it opens up the wings. Because the, you know, but Kerr won't allow us to shoot mid-range jump shots, so we're a very limited team.
Yep. No, I'm right there with you, Frank, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'm 100% with you. I just think, you know, if we're being real about the Warriors and we're trying to figure out how they can get to the next level, Draymond Green he's been a net negative every single game in the month of December. All I'm saying is that I think if they're to reach a next level, I need more Butler. Like, I need more Jimmy Butler, and I need less Draymond Green. And I know that Green's still going to be closing. He's still going to help them. But, again, Kenny, just kind of throughout the game, I'd like to see those two separated more. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. And to what Frank was talking about, the mid-range, I mean, I don't know any team, like many teams, rather, that are shooting a mid-range. Like, I feel like that's a dying, like, aspect of people's game.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks because I think that's kind of like where teams could find a lot of success. But now it's just shoot the three.
Yep. No, you're with it. All right. On the other side, I do want to play for you a piece of sound from yesterday that caught Ken and I's attention. Not necessarily Warriors related, but I figure we can have some fun.
I can't wait for that.
I do want to have some fun. It is the holidays. It's almost 2026. So let's just leave 2025 in the past. And I think this sound bite kind of encapsulates all of that. All right, Ken Littrell, Evan Giddings in for Steiny and Guru. We'll step aside, come back after this. Also, we do have the Niners coming up, which I want to dig into and go around the NFL as well. All right, that segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
The holiday rush continues at your California Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sell-a-thon is on. Now through January 2nd, get our best offers across the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. From America's best-selling Ford F-Series trucks for 48 years, the legendary F-150 and Super Duty, to the Bronco family of SUVs, for those who don't wait for adventure to begin. Plus, all-electric standouts like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. And Explorer and Escape, the perfect balance of comfort, capability, and everyday versatility. Get ready to power through whatever the season brings in a Ford. But don't wait. These year-end sell-a-thon savings won't last. The clock's ticking. The lots are moving. And these are the season's biggest savings on an incredible selection of Ford vehicles. Rush in before the sell-a-thon and the savings are over January 2nd. Get to your California Ford dealers today. Claim based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year industry reported total.
Hey, it's your boy Guru. Every time we put a rat on the table during our show, it's brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. ATCO Pest Control is a family-owned local business proud to provide pest control in the Bay Area for over 35 years. ATCO uses natural methods to give you a peace of mind and keep your family out of harm's way. Quality pest control doesn't have to empty your savings either. Don't wait. Go to atcopestcontrol.com for all your pest control needs. They got you covered.
This new year, get started on your next success with University of Maryland Global Campus. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes, along with more than 135 skills-based degrees and certificates in fields like business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. Gain the skills you need to achieve your career goals. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start January 7th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
What if you had the smartest Wi-Fi? If you did, it'd be Xfinity, of course. And it'd come with their best state-of-the-art equipment. It would boost speeds to the devices that needed the most, prioritizing your most important connections, whether you were streaming, gaming, or gaming while pretending to work. And it would let you stream four. That's right, four games on one screen. It would even power your mobile connection so you could bring faster, secure Wi-Fi speeds with you where you use it most. It would be proactive and fix problems before you knew you had them. Impressive, right? And it would have security features that protect you from threats at home and online. Kinda like a force field for your life. If you had the smartest Wi-Fi, well, everything would work together seamlessly to keep you connected, no matter what. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply.
Westwood Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of
Tonight's Meal, Tilapia Surprise with Boiled Cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-941-2255. That's 800-941-2255.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
San Jose, high of 57, overcast, showers at times.
Brought to you by AmericanEagle.com.
At AmericanEagle.com, we believe technology can transform your business. As experts in web design, development, and digital marketing, we bring passion to every project. Achieve digital transformation at AmericanEagle.com.
Red and Gold Game Day starts at Laughing Monk Brewing. Park for free. Enjoy amazing food, ice-cold beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show. Then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 957thegame.com.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What up, JTN?
Yo, that's a blast from the past.
That's my guy, man. I used to love JTN.
Great job. Great pull, Zach. Great pull.
East Bay kid. played basketball against a lot of people that I grew up with in high school. He's
Oh really?
Yeah, he's an East Bay cat. He's the man. I remember when
Where's he from? Where from actually?
Well, like Oakland, San Leandro.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's an East Bay guy, and I remember when the Warriors got him. I think he got his shot during the pandemic season.
Yeah, that adds up. Man, I totally forgot about him.
But he was just a solid player. You know,
he was like one
of those lovable Warriors, that good guy, local cat, always positive.
Yeah.
Always propping up teammates. Had a couple of big games, some good moments. Just a really easy Warrior to like.
Yeah, he really was. It's just a fan favorite, like you said. Oh, he went to Castro Valley High School, though.
Oh, Castro Valley.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Still close enough.
Yeah, I think originally he's from East Oakland. Ken Luttrell, Evan Giddings with you here on Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
Going from that in a guy who we all really like and respect and want, Toscano Anderson, salute to you, So what else did you see yesterday watching some of the Christmas Day games besides the Warriors? I know you're watching your New York Knicks, your Emirates Cup champions that you were so proud of.
It's just the appetizer. Looking for the real thing.
Shut up.
No banners.
That was the first thing they've won since the 70s.
Hey, we know what we've won besides that? Respect. That's all I care about, because the Knicks were a joke for the longest time.
Even
when Carmelo Anthony was on that team. Now, I primarily watched that game as I cooked prime rib. And I caught a little bit of the Spurs and OKC, just kind of score watching a little bit. Just showing, I mean, because first of all, that tournament was really fun to watch, especially when your team's in it. If you haven't, you should. Again, it really helps when your team's in it, because I wouldn't have cared as much if my team was not in it. But watching OKC and San Antonio, that is like a rivalry to come. It just looked like they handled them easily yesterday. And then it was Rockets and help me out here.
Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's what we're going to get to. It was the Rockets and the Lakers. The Lakers got absolutely pummeled by Houston.
I watched zero. I mean, I also watched zero football. I thought the football games, we can talk about it later, but the football games are just non-existent in my mind.
Well, yeah, it's also there are a bunch of teams that were on the way out. This is the one thing that really does bother me, though, is I think the NBA as a whole had a lot of pretty good matchups yesterday. I mean, I wouldn't consider the Knicks and the Cavs a marquee matchup. Ended up being a good game. But OKC, San Antonio, that's the matchup to watch. That was an awesome game. Even Houston, LA, okay, there's, you know, you got Durant, you got LeBron.
I mean, the Lakers are still, record-wise, they're showing that they're a really good team. So
yeah,
I get them.
Lately, they've been sputtering a bit.
Yeah.
We're going to get to why in a moment.
But I'm saying I'm sorry to jump on you, but setting that up, and then you had Nuggets and Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's the other game that's like, those to me are the two rivalries in the West that I really do care about. It is Minnesota-Denver and OKC San Antonio.
I
was going to say partially because the Spurs just have the Thunder's number.
Yeah, it makes it really, it's kind of fun, because you really thought that OKC would just kind of run the table. I mean, starting out, what, the 27-3?
We can kill the 2016 Warriors wins.
Right, they're not on pace for that anymore, I don't think. No. But again, you just didn't know, because they have so much depth, you know, everywhere for the Thunder. And, you know, the Spurs are like, yeah, we got that too. We can run with you just as much as anybody.
Yeah, they're good.
And then you got the Nuggets with that. I think the NBA does a really good job on Christmas. They really figure it out. Even if the matchup isn't the greatest, sometimes the games will be. And that's the most important part.
I didn't like the 8:30 tip.
That's
the only way they could fit five games in on one
that's
day.
That's Nuggets and Wolves?
Yeah, they tipped off at 8:30 local.
Well, what else?
Mountain time.
Oh, I see.
It's 7:30 here.
I got you. Well, I hate the 8 o'clock NBC primetime games. Although their numbers have been up from what I've read.
Well, and that's the thing about yesterday, is I'm curious to see when the numbers do come out, how the NBA did up against the NFL. Because the NFL, the numbers are going to be high no matter what. It's football. But last year, the highest rated game was Warriors Lakers, and I think it was 7.8 million viewers. And last year, the Chiefs, I think it was Chiefs-Steelers or...
Chiefs-Texans,
and then Steelers had the other game.
Yeah.
But both of those did well over 20 million.
That's ridiculous. And those games stunk. I remember watching on Netflix.
But I understand if Mahomes is playing. You know, I understand the Steelers have a large fan base. But this year, it was a Chiefs' third-string backup.
Oh, no, you're right. It was Steelers-Chiefs. And it was Ravens-Texans.
Ravens-Texans. Yeah, so the, but like if yeah. you got Lamar playing, yeah. I understand. Yeah. But this year, there was no chance I was watching either of those games.
Yeah.
Outside of the fact that it was the NFL and they were on in the media room.
Wait, is this correct? Am I mean, maybe Google's wrong, but it says Mavericks-Warriors were last year. Oh, no. This is, I don't know why this is off. You know, you can't trust AI or Google. I'm looking at it, and it's telling me yesterday's games as 2024's games. I'm like, no, because the Knicks played the Spurs, and the Warriors played the Lakers.
Well, so, are sitting in Guru's chair, and he does trust artificial intelligence.
Goo,
I love you, Goo.
I'm not a part of this.
I love you, Goo.
Don't put me a part of this.
You can't read everything on the internet right off the top of your head.
Hey, real quick, I want to say something about those two guys.
Okay.
Because they say they'll listen. Do you think they're listening?
No. No chance.
And do you,
one of them will say they listen, but yeah. neither of them are listening.
Like, I always had this like idea in my head of like, you know, role-playing wise, right? Like, Goo would just be like, hey, Steiny, what do you think Evan and Ken are saying right now? What do you think they're saying? Think they're talking about us? It's like, well, not right now we are.
Well,
what would Steiny say?
You did something that Goo does, and it reminded me of him. What would Steiny say? No. Then he just stopped talking.
Wait, what did I do that reminded you of Goo?
You read something off the internet that was wrong that you said was right.
I fact-checked first.
But you fact-checked it in real time. You can't just start talking and then backtrack when you're wrong.
Oh, by the way, I was wrong about something else. Steph Curry is averaging 28 points right now. Not like, I think I said 24.
No, he's scoring a lot.
He is.
Not as of late.
He has to.
6 of 18 last night. Be better on Christmas, Steph. There's a lot of people that... A lot of my neighbors who had some money riding on
to go back with the NFL and the NBA, you know, did you? I'm pretty sure we don't have the sound, but I just want to read the quote from Charles Barkley I was telling you about earlier when we were in the green room. The NFL got, he's talking about, you know, the NFL, you know, kind of impeding on the NBA, and because it's always been NBA Christmas games. And now, just recently, up until last year, you got NFL games on a streaming service that you usually watch, like movies and Stranger Things. But, Charles Barkley, you know, love this guy. Always, you know, real fun to listen to, especially when it comes to his pre- and post-game stuff, you know, with him, Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, and Shaq. He's talking about the NFL. He goes, the NFL got greedy and started adding Christmas games. We used to have this day to ourselves, but Roger Goodell and them pigs at the NFL always want to hog every day of the week now. I mean... That's a four at least, right? Like,
Barkley's. I know people don't like him, and I don't really understand why. He's just unapologetically himself, and I think he's pretty funny. But yeah, it's like, yeah, butt out. You know, just because you get a Netflix contract doesn't mean you got to throw games in on Christmas. Come on, man.
It shows how easily it can backfire, right? I mean, there have been games on the, you know. In the NFL, there have been games on Christmas, but that's only because it fell on a Sunday or a Monday or whatever.
Well, one of them was on Christmas. The other one was on Prime last night.
You mean?
The Chiefs game was on Prime.
You mean on Netflix?
No. The
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Chiefs Broncos game last night was on Amazon Prime because it was Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that was their Thursday night. Gotcha.
Yeah, there was only one Netflix game yesterday.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So technically that game was going to be played no matter what.
Yeah.
It just fell into their lap, I guess.
But still, they're trying to take over Christmas Day because they have the ability to do it. And I understand, but I associate Thanksgiving with football. And I associate Christmas with basketball. Like yesterday, even if there were some good games, I don't necessarily, I mean, unless the team that I like, the Chargers, was playing, I wouldn't have watched on Christmas Day. I'm not watching football on Christmas. That's not to me what I grew up doing. I grew up watching hoop. And I also grew up not expecting J.J. Redick to once be the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers and completely rip his team. Zach, do we have that sound, by the way?
The Dan Campbell after the NFC Championship?
No.
What sound?
Active listening, buddy.
Sorry. I was talking to Ken about the Lions.
Oh, well, the Lions are non-factors here. This is San Francisco. Do we have the J.J. Redick sound of him?
We got it. I'll pull it up right now.
One sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Okay, this is what I wanted to get to because I think this was hilarious and kind of contrasted with the way that Kerr will rip his team. J.J. Redick did it yesterday after the Lakers lost to the Houston Rockets. Here's what he had to say.
How do you improve all these things when you can't practice enough?
Well, we practice them all the time. It's not, again, it goes back to what I said the other night. It's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
How do you...
Okay, so you like that.
I love it.
You like that, Kirk Cousins.
Me and Jimmy Butler. I like a little confrontation. It turns me on a little bit. I like it. Now, I also kind of agree with them because did he say in the clip whether they don't care enough?
Well, this is a part of – that was the – I think the best bit of his four-minute rant.
Yeah, they don't care enough. Let's get real.
Who cares in December if you're in year 20? By the way, who are you talking about, JJ?
Name names.
Call them out.
I want names. I'm with you. I mean,
JJ Redick better get over himself, man.
Who do you think goes first, him or LeBron?
This actually is the first year where I think it could be LeBron. But that's the thing is, you got to have a little self-awareness. Like, what team are you coaching? You're not coaching the Charlotte Hornets who are playing four rookies. You're coaching the Los Angeles Lakers with a future Hall of Famer, with multiple future Hall of Famers, and guys that are not worried about what their record is on December 25th.
I think his expectations going in, even from last, because he started last year, right? I think his expectations were completely different from what they are, like what reality is. I don't know where, what he's thinking. Like he's talking so down to them, and then it's like, you're not really, I think it's the opposite of what we're talking about with Steve Kerr and the Warriors and trying to piss people off. And, you know, Jimmy's like, yeah, let's get into it. Let's let this light a fire under us. I feel like he's just kicking them when they're down even more so. But, you know, they're going through a rut. Just let them go through the rut. Like you said, December 25th is when the season starts for most people. Like, you're going to get into it on Saturday. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm not dealing with 53 more of this. I don't know. It's like I could see both sides, and maybe that's just the Gemini in me, but dude, like, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out, and you have time to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying, though, is so the Lakers right now, who, by the way, are above the Warriors. They've been playing pretty good basketball this season. They're on a recent skid, right? They've lost 3 in a row. They've lost 6 of 10. They're not playing good hoop currently, but they've been solid overall this year. To me, regardless of how you're playing, that message is something that, I don't know, like, just the way that I'm built, like, that message should be private. But I feel like a lot of people love when the head coach does something like that. To me, when I hear a head coach like J.J. Redick rip his team and air out grievances and discuss that he's going to go at him and practice the next day, and I'm not dealing with this crap, and we got a couple guys on this team that are being selfish, all without taking any ownership for what's happening right now, is a lack of responsibility. You're the head coach, not an assistant coach, not a strength coach, not a development coach. You're the head coach. If your team is not playing well, and all these things that you believe are responsible for your 6 out of 10 slide, look inward. Look inward. Hey, JJ, I got a mirror for you, so you can take a look at that perfectly coiffed hair and shove it up your you-know-what. Like, yes, your team stinks right now. Yes, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Only theirs? I'm sorry, I don't see it.
Yeah, and, you know, he could take a page out of Steve Kerr's book, and those people who hate on Steve Kerr, that guy takes a lot more, like, look at me, this is my fault. Draymond walks out, and he's like, yeah, this is my fault.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Which I don't agree with, but like he steps on, you know, he falls on the sword for any of his players. And I liked what he said, even though Draymond, to me, we both agree, didn't really make the right choice. He explained it, still don't like it, but you know, Kerr stuck up for him. He said, "Listen, I'm going to go to war with this guy at any point in time. I'll go to bat." He said, "I'll go to bat for Draymond at any point in time." He'll say, "I'm not having my best year right now." Like, JJ Redick, take a page out of that, man. I don't know what you're trying to be. Do you think it's because he was in media? But like, Steve Kerr was on TV before he got there. Like, you think it's because of that? Or I don't know why he's giving so much information of like telling the media what his players are not doing right or wrong.
Well, I appreciate the honesty. I mean, you'd like to know that someone is candid. I just think that's who, honestly, J.J. Redick is.
But how honest are you being if you're not even talking about who you're talking about? Like, you're not naming.
Well, you're not going to be like, hey, DeAndre Ayton, by the way, who's been a slob his entire career, doesn't want to get back on defense right, and box out. Like, you're not going to say that. You'll keep that private.
No. That's too far.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it's kind of in jest. Like, anytime you say, yeah, name names, they're not going to do that. But I do believe that J.J. Redick is the kind of guy who just takes the flamethrower out and kind of leaves himself out of the wreckage. I feel like that's the player that I saw all the way back at Duke across his pretty, honestly, damn good NBA career, considering how long he played and how he contributed. And as a media member, he's just always the guy that's pointing the finger. And I think he's a pretty good head coach from what I've seen, but that's not how... That to me is not like, I don't think you get points for that.
Who do you think? I'm not saying he's trying to emulate anybody, but I'm like, what coach is he trying to, you know, in mirror in a sense of like, yeah, this is the type of coach I want to be. Like he's worked with Doc Rivers.
No, I don't think it's.
He's out of style that like, you know.
No, I think J.J. Redick is pretty himself.
Yeah.
Like he is confrontational.
And it's either you're with it or you're against it.
Yeah, it's just not my cup of tea.
But like what is LeBron James gonna say? Like, all right, buddy, like we're in the practice and he's just ripping the team. It's like, yeah, I'm not part of this conversation. I'm on my own here.
Well, and maybe that's when they figure out that this is LeBron's last year with the Lakers. You know, you already got your new cash cows, Luka Doncic. And I actually think it was interesting that yesterday, not to get too deep into Lakerland, but I thought it was interesting that, you know, they have all these pregame packages that they do. You know, you saw Curry, Draymond went on ESPN. They did a little thing with the Splash Brothers returning, which, again, is always weird to see Clay in another jersey. But they did a lot of marketing for the Lakers around Doncic and Reeves and their buddy-buddy kind of I-hate-you-but-I-don't friendship. LeBron ain't really the lead on ESPN anymore when it comes to the Lakers.
It's kind of weird, right? Like, usually LeBron is the face of everything when it comes to NBA, not just the Lakers. And to see him not even in the market, you said in the marketing era. Like,
yeah, just as far as the commercials and the builds.
Yeah. I guess you have to, though, because the guy's, what, 41? You know, you kind of have to make a move eventually. Like, I'm talking about in terms of, like, this is who we're going to showcase. And it sucks because, you know.
Well, they're not doing that with Curry. Like, any Warriors-related event is being led with Steph Curry. That's not the case with LeBron anymore.
It's interesting you say that, though, because I don't know. Like, again, I have to look, but how impactful is LeBron James to the Lakers in terms of, like, as opposed to what Curry is to the Warriors?
Well, Curry's still number one.
Yeah. LeBron's not number one.
LeBron might be number three.
Right. So I think that's the point, is because, you know, that's probably why they're not showcasing him anymore. I mean, if Curry wasn't putting up those numbers that I got wrong initially,
yeah.
You know, like he just fell below 40%, which we pretty sure he'll get back. Yeah, then I think he wouldn't be marketed in the same light. I mean, it's just kind of weird. This era is kind of slowly ending. I mean, even Kevin Durant is getting up there now, and he's got like maybe a few years left. But
even he's not.
Was he showcased? Was he part of that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just with Houston, but he's. I don't think he's the best player on that team.
No. Who do you think you would take, Thompson or Şengün?
One of them.
Yeah.
I think probably
they're fun to watch too.
Probably Şengün.
Yeah.
But Amen Thompson. Dude, if I could get my hands on Amen Thompson, that would be
either
unbelievable.
Even his brother in Detroit, like just
Asar, dude.
Yeah, they're local. They're local guys too, right?
Yeah, sorry, they're from San Leandro. From San Leandro. That's okay. What I confused earlier with JTA, who is from East Oakland.
I gotcha. Yeah, well, I was gonna say it sucks because the Lakers were. I mean, ESPN was showcasing them, and Austin Reeves got. He left with a sore left calf, so didn't even get to fruition. But yeah, they're 19-10. They're 7-5 at home. What are you going to tell them right now? That's like, listen, these are growing pains. I know where they lose six. This is their sixth in a row they've lost.
Well,
or and, third in a row they've lost.
And this is the thing too that I don't want to be a jackass about this, but J.J. Redick is clearly trying to elevate his team or get them in the headspace that there's another level that they have to get to if they want to win a championship, right? What team was he on that won a championship? Now, Steve Kerr, you could say all you want. J.J. Redick's a better player. You know, he accomplished this, college, NBA, all the rest. Kerr has been associated with and a part of winning championships in the NBA long before he became a head coach.
Well, we know why J.J. Redick didn't really get that far into winning a championship, because he was part of these Clipper teams that ran into the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr. So, I mean,
they beat them in 2014, the Clippers did. The year after, they didn't get to the Western Conference Finals because they got upset 3-1 by the Houston Rockets. So that whole idea that, all right, the Warriors stood in the way of the Clippers. Like, the Clippers stood in the way of themselves. I'm sorry. They didn't even get a chance to play against the Warriors after that year.
Fair enough. And to even deep dive further, like, I remember the one thing I noticed that, you know, because I was at the game, the Clippers-Warriors game, when Steph made that move on Chris Paul behind the back.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, I was at that game. Like, literally, right. I was high up, but I was
literally. Wait, which one on Chris Paul? The one on the baseline or the one in?
Yeah, the one on the baseline.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It was like one of my first times in L.A., and I took my wife, but then girlfriend, and her family to that Clippers game. And, yeah, I just remember watching that happen. And the one that was 2015, I believe, right?
Yes.
So that one thing I noticed about that team compared to the other compared to the Warriors, just the bench. Because the starting rotation for those teams were kind of neck and neck. Although I think the Clippers had the slight edge when it came to that came to their starting rotation, but once that bench came out for the Warriors, David West, Sean Livingston.
2015 would have been Livingston, Barbosa, Spates.
Okay, gotcha. Spates was the big guy there at the time. They just
Iguodala.
The Clippers just did not have a bench. They just had no bench.
No.
And I think the Warriors right now are kind of struggling with that, but yeah.
So Doc Rivers. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's kind of interesting, the message and tone but that Redick was choosing to take. We do have to hit a break here, though. We got to get out, and we'll wrap this up, and then how about this? We'll get into the NFL, the actual football going on this weekend, not the Christmas mumbo jumbo crap.
Stunk.
Yeah, on Netflix or Prime. Actually, I do want to talk to Devone, who's coming up later today with Dibs, about something he may or may not have heard.
The kahuna.
From the broadcasting part of things. I know he likes to talk about that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Hey, Bay Area, heads up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is now on at Ceremony Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months of F1 Explorers, Escapes, Mach-Es, Lightning, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. Ends January 2nd. Ceremony Ford, right off 280, or online at ceremonyford.com. Ken Littrell, Evan Giddings, in for Sonny and Goo, back after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.